What up, Raider Nation?
I'm Will.
And I'm Mike.
And this is Raider Radio.
Radio. I wanted to say the second part. Week three, the big deuces.
We gone fishing today.
You know I like my dolphins.
Nice and toasty.
With a side of biscuits and gravy. Is that racist? Ah, is that too weird?
Fuck, man.
Is that too
weird? I'm trying to get this podcast done so I can go to bed. And you're over here.
You're such an old
violating
man.
Everybody's delicate sensibilities.
Everybody's ear holes.
Just fucking triggering everyone.
You're such an old man.
All right, so week three. We going fishing. We're going to go out to Miami on the road, East Coast game. We're gonna get ourselves a win, right?
1-2.
Right?
Absolutely. No, we got this game.
You sure?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Why are you so unsure? It's not like the Dolphins are a good team.
It's not like they have
a good quarterback or an elite cornerback.
I mean, I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying anything can happen, man.
Would you say they have their own Fitzmagic working on defense out there in the hot country, the neon lighted nightclubs of Miami?
Yeah, but well, you got you said Fitzmagic.
Yeah, I did.
Because we just watched that video of Fitzpatrick's post game interview.
God, he's so.
We should trade Derek
Hashtag
Carr for him.
Hashtag trade Carr.
Trade Carr for Fitzpatrick.
Absolutely.
The most well-dressed quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Get on it, Reggie.
He catapulted himself up there. Probably top three power rankings of best-dressed quarterbacks of all time. He's up there with what's his name?
Russell Westbrook.
Showtime Joe Namath.
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, I hate you. It's not even funny.
Well, you could argue he's the quarterback of his team.
But yeah, what we were trying to make a bad segue into is Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, he's going to be like the headline for us as an offense.
Absolutely.
Going up against him.
We could have had him, and he's the pick that I wanted. Listen, I'm not upset with Colton. Colton's played very good so far, but Fitzpatrick's... He's kind of
once in a lifetime type of talent.
He's kind of the one that got away, and I'm familiar with that feeling because, hey, they all get away from me at some point or another.
In droves.
Too much, too far.
Well, that's what happens when you know you go running across her hallway butt ass naked in order to throw up in the bathroom.
Well,
you
know? What are you gonna do?
Just gotta throw up. Wasn't wearing pants.
It's a true story. And you can email us for more details.
But yeah, so Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, he has a pretty killer grade right now. He's a What is that? Sorry, we're not prepared. 75.6. That is a high quality
on the
starter.
Pro Football Focus ratings.
Yeah, yeah, and we don't watch the Miami Dolphins, so we're gonna lean on these.
Oh, dude, I watch Dolphin football every week. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been playing primarily out of the slot. I looked at a couple of his highlights. I mean, they're using him all around the field. Swiss Army knife, exactly what he was billed as coming out. He's blitzing. He's playing man coverage. He's covering the tight end. He's dropping back in coverage and zone as a slot corner. I mean, he's on fire right now. And it Carr's going to have to keep track of him the entire game.
It's Carr Fitzpatrick. That's a key matchup of this game.
Yeah, I mean, Fitzpatrick's two games in. He's already the captain of that defense in some ways.
Yeah.
He's the pulse.
Well, he's the future. But
yeah.
We know Carr's accurate. But Fitzpatrick can be used all over the field, and seeing what we've seen out of Carr so far and how he's been pulling that trigger way too quickly, I wonder how that's going to work into, you know, let me ask this question. Is Fitzpatrick going to have an interception in this game? Is Carr going to make a mistake?
Yeah, but I think Carr's going to score more. At least that's wishful thinking.
Okay, so his touchdowns are like 3-1.
Yeah, kind of like that. I mean, I think that Fitzpatrick's going to force a mistake. I mean, worst case scenario, I mean, he might come screaming down on a blitz and get a forced fumble. I mean, they're using him all kinds of ways. I'm afraid of Fitzpatrick. He's going to be good for us, or a good challenge for this offense. You know, But like you said, you can throw away from him. The key to throwing away from him is having enough time to allow the plays to develop. And that's probably going to bring us to like our second major matchup of the evening, which would be Colt Miller against Robert Quinn. Best defensive end he's seen so far.
This is going to be interesting. You
know, Bradley Chubb is good. He's talented, but he's a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're talking about old man Quinn over here, you know, sitting there, you know, chewing his straw.
His little piece of hay out of his mouth.
Yeah, a little piece of hay.
On his rocking chair.
Yeah, with his little banjo.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Old man Quinn. Coming for that booty. You know, this is a huge test for Colton Miller.
It's going to be a litmus test, though, right? Because it's like he's played well so far, but this is an elite pass rusher, so we're going to see what he's made out of.
Yeah, and if Carr is going to stand in the pocket and let the plays develop and actually put some more balls in the end zone.
Sorry, you said balls. I got sidetracked.
We got it. You child. Then Colton Miller is probably going to have to pass block longer than he's had to pass block so far. I mean, we said it last year too in some instances, or even the year before, that Carr's quick reaction time really helps the pass blockers in some way. Makes them look a little bit better.
The pass blockers.
Pass blockers. Hey, the more bourbon I drink, the worse it's going to get. But can Colton Miller pass block Robert Quinn for 3 or 4 seconds? I mean, he hasn't had to pass block for three or four seconds.
We've been seeing Carr get the ball out of his hand in 2 seconds.
Exactly. So that's
a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I think
that's not long. That's quick.
Well, I know, but I'm saying for like relatively, because we've been seeing Carr. I mean, we're talking about him like having decision issues where he gets rid of the ball too quickly. I think part of it's on the pressure of the offense wanting to get Gruden's system right, and it's like I got to get it out because. We've faced two really difficult lines so far, and I think that's definitely been a priority, you know, getting the ball out. But, I mean, we're facing another elite pass-rushing unit this week, which sucks. But
this one's exciting, especially because Robert Quinn's a little bit more of a speed guy. And Colton Miller, the best thing about him, he's a speed blocker.
Like, his athleticism, right?
Yeah, he covers ground, man. Yeah. So I'm looking to see Carr's white jersey clean, unless they make us wear our alternates if it's hot. Sometimes they do that when you go to Miami, wear the black jerseys.
Bastards.
And then lastly for the offense, Marshawn Lynch, we haven't really touched on him too much, and that's kind of a disservice to what he's doing right now.
He's still a battering ram. He's got beast mode deep in there.
He's running harder than.
Oh, absolutely. You always, after contact is made, he's always fighting for that extra yard. And that's, you know, that's Marshawn. He's going to do his thing.
Yeah. But the Dolphins run defense, I think it's like ninth best in the league right now. I mean, it's only 2 weeks, but.
They had a really weird game with the Tennessee Titans, so that has to all be put into perspective.
Yeah, where it was delayed.
It was 8 hours long. The game took 8 hours to finish.
Eight hours. I think both offensive linemen.
Their halftime
for the Titans, the both of their tackles went out with injury. Left the game with injury.
Yeah, another
Mariota left the game with injury.
Yeah, and Delanie Walker was out for the year.
That was nuts.
Yeah, no, that's a freak game. So it's almost hard to
judge. Imagine how drunk the fans in the stands must have been.
Oh, dude, Yeah.
Do you think they ran out of beer? They had to like make a beer run.
I heard about a story about when the players went for their halftime. Their halftime only lasted 3 minutes because the referees called it because there's been enough delays. But they were eating like barbecue and ribs and stuff because that was like
they hadn't eaten. Yeah.
Because it's been like 4 hours since their pregame meal. But I think we should take like a. It's hard to really judge this Dolphin team because they've had, I mean.
But they've always had some decent defenses.
Yeah, no.
But
Adam Gase is an offensive dude, so you'd think that, you know.
That's where they're best. But, yeah. I mean, hey, they, you know, their yardage is down on the defensive side of things. Kiko Alonso's no slouch. Raekwon McMillan, I think he missed his rookie year with an injury. But he's got speed. You know, Lynch can bowl over both of them though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that. Like that and Minka.
You want to see some bodies go.
Yeah. And Minka Fitzpatrick too. I mean, he's going to be in the box, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be running around doing shit. But I mean, he's not like the heaviest dude. So mm-hmm. I mean, I think that Lynch can have a day. You know, he could really prove himself. I'd actually like to see a little bit more of the other running backs involved. We're leaning a lot on Lynch. I don't think it's sustainable, and I also think that you're going to be better if you find early in the season you find that other running back that can help you. You know, Lynch might be the answer right now, and we desperately want to win, but we got to figure out the other running back on the roster. Every team you need like another guy that you can utilize in certain packages to get you a different look.
Yeah.
You know, Martin had a good run last week.
I mean, you know,
Martin. But it was one run, I think. It was like one run.
Yeah, I mean, we can't count on Doug Martin.
I can't. But what I'm saying is that you have to start giving those guys a couple of more snaps, a couple of more interesting looks, just to get them involved. Maybe really start using Jalen Richard more in the slot like that.
They didn't use him at all last week. I think he had, like, what, 3 yards on 2 carries and no targets. I mean, it'd be interesting to use him as a – you know, put them in the fucking flat, use them for screens or something.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm interested to see the running back versus linebacker.
Yeah,
matchup. Yeah. That's probably my most anticipated one of the evening because I think that we've had like a serviceable run game so far, even though statistically not too great. And I mean, this would be a great way to like expose a decent rush defense so far.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of announce ourselves.
So you're saying this game is maybe time to prove our running game. See it.
Yeah.
How deep it can go.
Yeah. 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 We've been really kind of like babying the entire offense in some ways. And I think that the leashes are going to come off on the running game before.
Well, we'll see if, Marshawn's biggest run, what's your projection?
I mean, it's hard to predict a single big run play.
Give me a run play.
You never know. I don't know. I mean, I would say he can bust off like a 35, 40 yard.
I'm going to say 7 yards.
What?
7 yards.
7 yards?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to bust a big run.
Yeah, well, no, I think he can. I think he can. But I think he can if we spread the defense thin and use a little bit more of our depth, our running backs. Keith Smith has to not drop the fucking ball.
That one hurt last week. Helped to lose the game.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about that. And speaking of running backs, we got the match of the century. We got touch on here, on the opposite side of the ball. I'm gonna call both of these guys out right here, right now. Frank Gore versus Reggie Nelson.
It's the old man bowl.
Old man ball. Old man bowl.
Old man balls.
Old man bowl. All right.
Old man balls.
Give Gore the ball. Run straight forward. Everybody else move out of the way but Nelson.
Reggie just truck him in the middle of the field.
Last man standing.
We should just
stays on the field. The other guy retires right there, right then and
you
there.
You know how
just take him off the field, Vontae Davis style. Retire,
yeah, just get out.
Retire mid game. Get off the fucking field, old man.
You know how Greeks used to have like rather than having armies battle, they'd send their best warriors to battle each other in the middle of the field.
Let's send our worst warriors.
Well, you're talking about Reggie Nelson here, right? The Oakland Raiders safety for like the last 2 or 3 years, who's been. Increasingly worse as the season's progress. But we should just have them face off in the middle of the field. Whoever can run a faster 40 time, that's who wins the game. I don't even think we should play football. We should just watch.
So you're just basically saying, let's cut Reggie Nelson.
Because
Reggie Nelson will trip and fall and die right then and there.
Whoever can move their wheelchairs faster, that's who wins the game.
If Reggie Nelson ran a 40 time, you wouldn't even have to cut him. You just put him on the physically unable to perform list.
Absolutely. He started running his 40 when the dinosaurs were still alive.
That was bad. All right. Well, we had our fun there. But
I like a little fun.
Going on flipping the field. I mean, let's talk about the Dolphins offense, right? And we'll pull up our handy dandy Pro Football Focus here. We'll click on the Miami tab, and the highest ranking. Who the fuck is that? Albert Wilson is the highest ranked Dolphin player at a 73.7. The same Albert Wilson from the Kansas City Chiefs?
Some might call that suspicious.
How the fuck is this guy the highest ranked player on the team? Well, what's his stats?
Over Kenny Stills.
What's his stats? I mean, he's got to have probably 150, 180 yards on the year so far. I mean, if he's the highest ranked offensive player on this entire 2-0 squad.
2-0 squad. Right? Two more games than we've won.
What's he got? He's got 68 fucking yards?
68 yards.
He's got like 30-something yards a game?
Let me ask you, Will. How many yards did Cooper have last week?
Dude, fuck this fake news shit, man.
Fuck this stuff. Pro Football Focus.
I want my $10 back.
Can suck my willies.
This is stupid. All right, Kenny Stills is the number one player on this offense, all right? So let's talk about Kenny Stills. And he's going to be going up against and here's the other thing about Pro Football Focus. They have him lined up against Rashawn Melvin, but Kenny Stills doesn't play on one spot the entire field. Like, this is not even a good way to really compare the players.
Conley and Melvin, who would you rather see him lined up against?
I mean, it doesn't matter because Conley and Melvin, they stick on their side of the field. I mean, I guess the question is that who are you most worried?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you most worried?
Who can he do more damage against?
Well, if you put him in the slot, he's going up against Leon Hall.
Actually, Leon Hall hasn't played terribly so far.
He's actually graded better than both Conley and Melvin.
He's been a happy surprise.
He had a big game last week. I always liked Leon Hall. I just didn't like the signing because it's like,
it fit into the Gruden narrative of,
yeah, the whole veterans and
signing
shit like
people
that.
Over the age of 35.
But
much like my parents called me 27 years ago, it's a happy surprise.
Yeah. So, no. Well, I just heard what you said.
I was an accident.
Yeah. I mean, you were a hot box session wrong.
I wasn't an accident before, but after they had me, it was an accident.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that Kenny Stills doesn't really do much this week.
Think Albert Wilson is going to carry the load? Shut up.
He's going to carry every drop.
Are you
going to carry every drop, baby? No, I think that this is the week that our DBs actually
show up,
play as well as they've been playing.
They've been playing well, but
but all four quarters this time.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced of the talent that the Miami Dolphins have. I mean, in my opinion, their most talented player. Athletically at the very least is Mike Gesicki, the rookie tight end from Penn State.
Go what?
Gesicki. Why is everyone Italian to you? Italian or black?
Make every name sound Italian.
In Mike's world.
If you use your hand like this.
God. Mike lives in a two-tone world where everyone's either Italian or black. But I mean, I like Mike Gesicki. I would have liked him as a tight end prospect for us, but that's neither here or there. I think that our DB's locked down on these guys this week. I think that it's going to come down to whether we can hold this run defense down. Our run defense is run offense. we've been really porous against the run.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not even have to pass the ball based off of what we've been doing the past couple
Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehill Mound is not the best quarterback. He's got a high Pro Football Focus rating. But
they're fake news.
Hashtag fake news.
Ryan Tannehill still sucks.
I think,
I'll trust my eyes on this one.
Yeah, he's a waste. I think they've wasted the last couple of years in their organization with this dude throwing the ball.
Probably.
I have not watched Ryan Tannehill tape because I'm not going to go that deep. But
because you don't hate yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would never do that to myself. As much as I loathe, as much self-loathing as I've had, I would never go that low. But I think we can trust that Ryan Tannehill sucks.
We sip scotch and smoke weed. We don't do meth.
Exactly. We're gentlemen with standards.
Yeah, right? We're not going to watch the Dolphins play.
I want to keep all my teeth. I don't want to.
Tannehill. I think that Gunther can definitely
Gunther
can he could definitely do some magic against this offense.
Yeah.
It's not the most talented offense in the league. They shipped off Jarvis Landry. They shipped off Jay Ajayi. You know, their O line is shaping up pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Laramie Tunsil. With his gas mask. You know, we should have drafted that motherfucker.
He knows how to smoke weed the right way.
Yeah, so. He does, yeah. And I value that.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, sorry, I got tongue-tied there. But
you got tonsil-tied.
Yeah, I think that defensively we could scheme ourselves to a win here.
Yeah. I think Gunther's goons are going to come out.
Gunther's goons.
I'm calling it now. Hashtag.
Stop that Gunther's right here goons. In its tracks. Just don't never do that again.
I think that's the worst thing that I've ever come up with.
It's pretty bad.
I think they're going to come out. If the Dolphins score 17 points, I think that's... I give them 17
points. 17 points.
I give them 17 points. I think we're going to hold them.
All right. Well, I'm a little bit... more of a refined intellectual than you. And I also like being right.
I'm the most intellectualist.
I'm gonna look up at the odds. Look the odds up right now.
We'll go to Vegas.
Yeah, because Vegas knows a lot more than you do.
Coming right next to the new Vegas Raiders Stadium.
So, wow, look at that. Are we... No, we're not favored.
We're never favored.
We're definitely not. So they're saying 44 total points, most likely. With trending in the over, but they got the Dolphins favored against us by 3 points, and so you.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that.
Well, no, I mean, no, I would say that's fair. They're basically saying on neutral ground, it's kind of a toss up game.
Well, it's gonna be
a three point spread, yeah. Is not. They're basically saying we don't really know what team's really better, but you know, home field advantage in a way.
I mean, I it's gonna be a close game. I think all the way through, it's probably gonna be decided by one possession. But I still think we have the better coaches. I'd give Gruden the offensive trophy over Adam Gase. Any Sunday.
The offensive trophy.
Yes.
The Mike West, you know, offensive trophy.
The offensive
for
trophy.
For good offensive people.
You did good this week. You get the offensive
very good trophy. Job. I would say that I think that the Raiders are going to win this one. If we don't win this one, I'm going to... park my car in the garage, turn it on, and open up the windows.
I will turn the key for you.
Yeah. But I think we're going to win. I think that 24-17 Raiders.
Could see that.
I think that our offense finally clicks a little bit. We get 3 touchdowns and a field goal against a defense that has a lot of new moving parts. And I think we're kind of a little bit more talented then.
I think we should preemptively celebrate the first win of the season. Is this a Raiders?
Let's pour another glass of bourbon. Let's do it. All right, guys, you heard it right here.
We're gonna have
Raiders win week 3, 24-17 against Miami Dolphins. We are pouring a glass out right now.
You should pour a glass too. Because you deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it. We lost the first
2 hard weeks.
2 hard weeks. Now we're going to treat ourselves to a victory celebration a little bit ahead of time. That way we can just celebrate all week.
Oh, I'm going to be drunk.
For 2 weeks straight.
Dude, I'm going to be drunk until...
For 2 weeks straight.
Absolutely, because we're going to beat the fucking Browns next week, right? We got the Browns, next week.
Yeah, winning streak. Winning streak starts now.
8-2.
Eight and two. You call it 8 straight wins.
Eight straight wins. I don't care who we're playing. I've looked that far in the schedule. 8-2.
We're not going to top that. So this episode's going to end here. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Twitter. Twitter's fun. at us. It's okay. It's all right.
Twitter at us.
All right. And if you hit up Raider Radio on Spotify, we have a weekly playlist we're not there.
On Spotify.
Yeah, we're not on Spotify yet. We
tweet songs.
Yeah, we're not on Spotify yet. But we should probably get on there.
Can't.
Oh, we can't. Oh, that's horrible.
No, we're not. No,
that's miserable. But we got our weekly game day playlist up there. So it's a little something fun that we like to do. We like music here.
I don't like music.
And
Raider Nation, I love you, but I love Derek Carr more. So go DC number 4.
No one asked you to choose between the two.
This is my love letter to Derek.
All right,
call me Derek.
We're gonna sign off. It's getting
I love you, Derek.
It's getting late.
I love you, Derek. Please.
Mike's balls are getting tight. Good night, folks.